Greetings, everyone. Welcome out there. Thank you for choosing the podcast Then and Now. I'm your host, John Shomo. This is episode number 46. We will, on this episode, look at facts, historical anniversaries, birthdays from the week of January the 10th through the 16th. We will take on a series of topics, really, briefly, each one, but there's a lot on my sheet here. And we will do our three good questions segment at the end. If you have a good question that you'd like to ask or a comment that you'd like to make for us here at the Then and Now podcast, please send it to the email address, threegoodquestions@gmail.com. That's three, T-H-R-E-E, goodquestions@gmail.com. That email address is also in the logo for Then and Now. All right, let's go through the birthdays, anniversaries, etc. Let's start on January the 10th. Special birthday in our family. Happy birthday, sis. On January 10th, 1776, Thomas Paine published his pamphlet Common Sense, which was really a call to arms to the Americans. The revolutionary fighting had already begun in 1775, but it was a call to arms for the rest of the colonists. On January 10th, 1920, the League of Nations first met. That's the ill-fated international group that was formed after the First World War that the United States never joined and probably sealed its fate. The first session of the UN General Assembly was held in London on January 10th, 1946. The permanent headquarters had yet to be built, the ones in New York City. Birthdays on January 10th, in addition to my sister, Ray Bolger, the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, the great actor, the late great actor, born on January 10th, 1904. Hall of Fame first baseman for most of his career, the San Francisco Giants, Willie McCovey, Stretch, born on that date in 1938. Rod Stewart will be 80 on January 10th. Donald Fagen of Steely Dan will be 77. And as we said, happy birthday to my sister. I'm not going to reveal her age. Thank you very much. January 11th. On January 11th, Alabama became the latest state to secede from the Union. The American League owners in a meeting in 1973 voted in a new rule called the designated hitter to Major League Baseball. It was a person who could be put in the batting order as a designated hitter instead of having the pitcher bat. I'm old school. I kind of like it the old way where the pitchers had to hit and so forth. But the designated hitter rule is now just about everywhere, unfortunately. On this date, on January 11, 1987, the 1986 season AFC Championship game was played at Cleveland's Municipal Stadium. The Browns hosted the Denver Broncos. If you're of a certain age, you know what happened. The Browns took a lead with just over 5 minutes to play. A touchdown lead, 20-13, kicked off. Denver fumbled the ball, messed around with the ball, and fell on it at their own 2-yard line. At that moment, the stadium just about came apart with noise. I was sitting in a hotel room in Chicago. My wife and her father were at a show for their business, trade show, and I was in the hotel room watching the game. At that moment, that's the first and maybe the only time in my fandom that I thought, Browns are in the Super Bowl. They're going to win this. They have a really good defense. Not even John Elway can take a team 98 yards in this atmosphere. Well, you know what happened. 98 yards, the drive, tie game. Denver wins it in overtime on a field goal that I still don't think was good. And the Browns have not been that close to the Super Bowl since. On January 11th, 2016, David Bowie passed away. Birthdays including Alexander Hamilton, born on January 11th, 1757. Some sources have said in the past that it was 1755. I don't know if we know for sure, but most historians point to 1757, so that's what we'll go with. The first Canadian Prime Minister, Sir John Macdonald, born on that date in 1815. One of the big leaders of the suffragette movement, the rights of women to vote in the United States, Alice Paul, born on January 11th, 1885. Clarence Clemons, the big man, the saxophone player in the E Street Band for so many years until he passed away I think, in 2011. The big man, Clarence Clemons, born January 11, 1942. Two-time Masters champion Ben Crenshaw from Texas is 73 on that date, and Mary J. Blige will be 54. January 12th, on that date in 1969, the Super Bowl III was played in Miami's Orange Bowl between the AFL champion New York Jets and the NFL champion Baltimore Colts. The Colts were as much as 18-point favorites in that game. The National Football League team, the Green Bay Packers both years, had walloped the AFL champ in the first two Super Bowls. Most people didn't expect anything different in this one. They didn't expect the Jets to stymie the Colts offense and Joe Namath to lead the Jets, not to a lot of points, but enough to win the game 16-7. In one of the most important games in NFL history, it came on the cusp of the merger between the AFL and the NFL, and kind of legitimized the AFL teams in a way that people really hadn't thought of them before. The last Super Bowl before the merger, the next year, Super Bowl IV, the Chiefs beat the Vikings, and that really sealed it. But Super Bowl III is one of the most important games in the history of professional football. The first ever college football playoff national championship game was held on January 12, 2015, down in Texas. The Ohio State Buckeyes, 42, the Oregon Ducks, 20. The Buckeyes won the first four-team playoff national championship. We'll find out here pretty soon if they can win the first 12-team playoff national championship. They will play Texas as we record this this coming Friday. You may be listening to this after the game. You'll know what happened. Birthdays, moving on. John Winthrop, founder of Massachusetts Bay Colony, born on January 12, 1588. Tim Horton, great NHL star. You would know him if you drive around and see Tim Horton's coffee shops, coffee and donuts. He started that business while he was playing in the National Hockey League, played for Toronto for a number of years, played briefly for the Penguins. Tim Horton died in a car accident, 1971-ish, I believe it was. He was in his early 40s. A huge story in Canada. He was very beloved there. And he was one of the first athletes to really successfully start a business. Obviously, it's successful. Tim Hortons are still around. But that's who Tim Horton was. The former heavyweight champ of the world, Joe Frazier from Philadelphia, born January 12, 1944. Radio superstar Howard Stern will be 71. Amazon and, as we're finding out this week, Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos will be 61. I'm very much not a fan of what he's done lately. Campy Russell, former Cavaliers forward for the Miracle of Richfield team in the 70s and longtime TV voice of the Cavaliers. Campy Russell will be 73. And Dominique Wilkins, one of the great flashy superstars of NBA history, will be 65. January 13th. A record Powerball jackpot was won by three different winning tickets on January 13, 2016. President Trump, then and future President Trump, was impeached for the second time on January 13, 2021. Salmon P. Chase, who was at one time or another governor, U.S. Senator, representing Ohio, Treasury Secretary, and eventually Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Salmon P. Chase, born on January 13, 1808. His picture was on what used to be printed up, a $10,000 bill. We used to have a lot more denominations of money than we do now. And believe it or not, there were $10,000 bills, and he was the guy on. Birthdays include also 1998 Masters and British Open champ. He doubled up on those two championships in 1998. Mark O'Meara, who will be 68. Actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Elaine on Seinfeld, among many other roles. Veep comes to mind. Julia Louis-Dreyfus will be 64. Trace Adkins of country music fame will be 63. Actor Patrick Dempsey will be 59. And Edmonton Oilers superstar Connor McDavid will turn 28. Came within a game of winning the Stanley Cup last summer as Edmonton got beat in Game 7. January 14th, the Treaty of Paris, the one that ended the Revolutionary War, was ratified by the Congress on January 14th, 1784. The Today Show premiered on NBC TV on that date in 1952. In 1954, Joe DiMaggio married Marilyn Monroe. Talk about a couple of superstars in their field. That was it. The Simpsons premiered on Fox January 14th, 1990. Birthdays include the most well-known traitor in American military history, Benedict Arnold, born January 14th, 1741. LL Cool J will be 57, and Dave Grohl will be 56. January 15th, 1942, Franklin Roosevelt wrote the Green Light Letter. The Green Light Letter was a letter he wrote to Commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis, the commissioner of baseball, keeping baseball going during the Second World War. December 7th had come and passed about 5 weeks earlier. People were wondering, are we even going to go through with having Major League Baseball during the war? Roosevelt said, it's really important that people have pastimes to enjoy during this time, and let's keep baseball going, whatever it might take. That letter is posted on a wall in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, by the way. On January 15th, 1967, the first ever Super Bowl game was played in the L.A. Coliseum. The Green Bay Packers defeated the Chiefs 35-10. Birthdays include Drew Brees, born on January 15th, 1979, the future Hall of Fame quarterback. And most importantly, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., born January 15th, 1929. On January 16th, finally for this week, on that date in 1917, Germany sent Mexico a coded note that became known as the Zimmermann Note. It was one of the causes of the United States eventually going to war, joining the Allies in World War I. The Zimmermann Note, among other things, promised Mexico land in exchange for Mexico fighting against U.S. troops along the border and distracting them, if you will, so that we would not get involved in the war. Well, that just angered Americans, the fact that Germany would be meddling in our affairs, and was one of the reasons that President Wilson eventually later that year asked for and got a declaration of war against Germany. The 18th Amendment was ratified on January 16, 1919, also known as Prohibition, the outlawing of the sale, manufacture, or transportation of alcoholic beverages. Birthdays include the Hall of Fame pitcher Dizzy Dean, born January 16, 1910. Three-time Indy 500 champ A.J. Foyt will be 90 on January 16th. The 2016 PGA Tournament champion Jimmy Walker will be 46. Albert Pujols, the slugger who hit, well, you know, he did everything in baseball, first for the Cardinals and then for the Angels. Albert Pujols will be 45. Saw him hit a home run just a couple years ago for the Cardinals. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the man who wrote Hamilton, speaking of Hamilton earlier, among other plays and so forth, Lin-Manuel Miranda will be 45 as well. And the man who turned Cleveland into Brownstown again in 2023 for about 6 or 7 weeks, Joe Flacco, will be 40 on January 16th. Okay, moving on, we have a handful of topics that I'd like to get to this week. First being the upcoming NFL playoffs. They will start on, I guess it's Saturday evening this week, Saturday evening, the 11th of January. The NFL playoffs are TV ratings nirvana for television networks. Here's what I mean. In 2024, of the top 100 most watched television broadcasts, 72 of those 100 were National Football League games. Just for, you know, for cleanup sake here, 16 were political programming in a presidential election year, 4 were college football games, 2 were Summer Olympics telecasts, the World Series, all 5 games were in there, 1 NCAA basketball game, not a men's game, the Women's Final Four championship from Cleveland, and 3 of the 5 NBA Finals games were among the top 100 broadcasts. 72 of them were National Football League games. It should be no surprise, then, that this coming weekend there are 6 games to be televised. 5 different television outlets will broadcast them. They all want a piece of the pie, which is great for the NFL because they can bid and bid and bid, and the NFL can just charge almost as much as they want for the rights to telecast their games. CBS/Paramount+ will get 2. Amazon Prime will get the late game on Saturday. Fox, NBC/Peacock, and ABC/ESPN will also get a game each. That's why the NFL is rolling in money like no other professional sports league. People watch the games. I mean, you know, I'll be watching, I guess. That doesn't mean much, but I'm one of millions and millions and millions of people who will be. Okay, moving on to college football briefly. The Final Four, if you will be played Thursday and Friday, January 9th and 10th this week. Thursday's game is Penn State playing Notre Dame. Friday's game, if they can get through the weather down in Arlington, Texas, will be Texas and the Ohio State Buckeyes. If you want more talk about that, you can head over to our Fifth Quarter podcast, The Fifth Quarter, available on Spotify, for analysis, reactions, and a preview of the championship meeting between the winners of those two games. Let's go, Buckeyes. Okay, a couple of silly things have happened in the news the last couple of days. The president-to-be, President-elect Trump, has been talking about the United States buying or taking over Greenland, which is owned by Denmark, a fellow NATO country, Canada, our neighbors to the north, a NATO country, and Panama. I think he's lost whatever mind he had. This is really dangerous stuff. How many parents of men and women in our armed forces want to see us start trying to take places over? He also was talking today, as I record, about renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. Whatever, dude. I mean, these are the rantings of somebody who's not working on all cylinders, let's say. Let's hope this is just him kind of getting stuff off his chest instead of really wanting to mean that. Again, you know, how many parents of people in service want to see us start to go crazy like that? Probably not too many, I guess. The other guy I want to mention is Mark Zuckerberg, who announced in the last 24 hours that his organization will be no longer fact-checking on Threads or Instagram. Instead, they're going to have moderation, if you will, and you know, statements, you know, both sides kind of stuff. That's kind of what killed Twitter/X when Elon Musk no longer did that. I say killed, I mean, it's still going on, but there were so many millions more users of Twitter before Musk started to mess up things. One of my favorite quotes ever was by the great John Adams in the massacre trials, the Boston massacre trials, when he was a lawyer, said, "Facts are stubborn things." Let's hope they're stubborn things, at least. I'm heading over to Blue Sky, personally. I'm not abandoning Threads yet, but I'm not optimistic after this announcement today. That's really too bad. It's really a shame. All right, moving on to our three good questions segment here. We got one good question this last week, and we'll answer it here today. It's from brother-in-law Mike down in Southern Pines. When have the semifinals in any sport not featured any of the top four seeded teams? That's a good question, and it's pertinent because the way they seeded the teams in the college football playoff this year, the first time we ever had 12 teams in the playoff, the teams that were seeded in the brackets 1, 2, 3, and 4 all got beat in the only game they played. We have 5, 6, 7, and 8 playing in the semifinals. We came close just a couple of years ago. The 2023 NCAA men's basketball tournament, the Final Four was comprised of these four teams: the 4th seed UConn, the 5th seed Miami of Florida, another 5 seed San Diego State, and the number 9 seed Florida Atlantic. So one of the top four did sneak in, a 4 seed UConn, which eventually won the tournament. And they won last year's tournament also, doubled up. They're seeking a three-peat this year. But that's the closest I could find to a seeded tournament where the semifinals have not featured any of the top four seeded teams. If anybody knows of any, let us know at threegoodquestions@gmail.com. But that's what I could find out. So thanks for the question, Mike. Again, if you have a question, comment, anything else about our podcast, feel free to leave us a note or ask the question at the email address 3TREEGoodQuestions@gmail.com. I think that wraps it up for this week, the week of January 10th through 16th, in terms of our facts and anniversaries and birthdays, etc. There's a lot going on. We'll be back next week for another episode of Then and Now. I'm your host, John Shomo. As always, thanks for choosing us out there. You can get us on Spotify. Have a good week. Good luck, everybody. Thanks for listening.